Sorry, guys. One sec. Got to get the goats offset.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yep. This way, bud. Last goat, guys, and then we can get started. Sorry about the delay.
Tall guy, beard, twins, purple hoser. Dude, perfect in overtime. Tall guy, beard, twins, purple hoser. Now we're heading on to overtime.
All right, we got a great show coming up. Cobes, why don't you tell them about the show flow?
Oh.
That's right. He fell off another pool table and broke his arm. I'm kidding. No, him and his wife had a baby. Introducing his replacement coming up the overtime elevator.
Wow!
Coming up this episode, we got
Cool Not Cool,
I Spy Ty,
Top 10,
Thank You Gare, and ending it with
Wheel Unfortunate.
Yes! Team effort, baby! It's time for Cool Not Cool. Cool Not Cool, this is a mini-themed episode.
Mini like a lot or mini like small?
Miniature.
Miniature.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
M-A-N-Y.
Yeah.
No.
Put the definition of mini and mini on the screen for time.
Hey, you know what? We should get back to that because it's been a while since we've done the word of the day.
Hey, you guys let me know when you're ready.
Pause for Gare.
Oh, y'all
ready.
We're ready right now.
We're ready. Pausing for Gare.
I'm in a dangerous spot here.
Why?
The crossfire. I never, you know, with props to Kobe.
Yeah.
This is like standing in the pocket with some NFL lineman bearing down your neck.
All right, I'm not gonna make you start us off because that would be too much for your first rodeo. Let's go, Gare.
Sure.
What do you got for us?
Look, everyone knows I'm a clean freak. The thing that I always get anxious about is when I travel. Can't bring my vacuum with me.
And you're gonna vacuum the hotel room before you go in?
Well, not just vacuum, Cody, but I can blow it off and vacuum.
No way.
Let me show you.
Did he just bring many, many items?
He did.
You know, it's like, man, Tom, why'd you leave your mess,
Hey,
Tom?
That's not gonna work.
Is it not, Ty?
One straw at a time.
Is it not?
It's working.
Big piece won't work.
Yes.
Wow, it does.
Yeah, what kind of signals is he sending if he's doing this on an airplane? I'm concerned.
So there's that, but you know what? Let's just leave that one. It's like, oh, that was too big. That's okay.
Blow it in somebody else's personal space?
I mean, at this point, just use your mouth.
Let me help you out there, Gare.
Sparky! I didn't mean to take your thunder.
You know what? I didn't think he was gonna get the big pieces, and for that, I'll give you a green.
You went green?
I greened it.
Liked it, didn't love it.
Here's where I stand, Garrett. I would use one of those as like a fan in my face late at night, because you know I need to sleep with one.
They have that, by the way.
But with that being said, not a clean freak.
Hey, overall, green, that's what you promised the people. Podium finishes. Yep. All right, Spark, you ready, or you need to see somebody else?
One more, let me see one more.
Okay. All right, I'll go.
That didn't teach you enough
about
it?
Okay. No.
You guys know, obviously, I'm like a huge workout guy. You can tell by looking at me, we live, breathe workout. I decided to truly enjoy a full body workout, no way. But what is a full body workout without a little bit of screamo music?
No way.
Oh, and it's got a little lean to it.
Faster.
Punch, don't swing. Fix these.
I think we let this linger for about a minute.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and vote.
Yeah, hey, I got it. For red, everyone, what did I get, all greens?
I went red here.
Here's what I like about that. The color of that setup is great because it gives me exactly what I want. Red.
My thing is, I don't think you're maximizing your like workout efficiency, but with that being said, I am a big video gamer. My right trigger finger could use a little beef up, you know? For gaming purposes alone.
All right, hey, good item. Thanks, Ty.
Can I go?
Yeah, please. What do you got for us, Spark?
Well, I was gonna bring Kobe's newest born, but he didn't give me permission. A miniature Bop It.
You don't even have to show me favorite game I ever played growing up.
No way, does that really work?
My first love.
Bop It, Sock It.
I score 100.
No way.
100?
Bop It. Pull it. Twist it. Twist it. Pull it. Bop It. Pull it.
Sparky's in a groove right now.
Pull it. Bop it.
Oh! It was a pull! I pull it with you!
Let's all vote at once because I think I know what this deserves, boys.
Ready, set. Item.
Not bad. All right, I'd love to follow that. Do you mind? I've got a handful of kids, and every once in a while, they want my phone to watch, you know, the Dude Perfect app, watch Dude Perfect videos. Well, that leaves me phoneless with nothing to do. Sure. What's really nice about my item is it's so small you can put it in your wallet, in your pocket, in your wife's purse, in the car. It is a mini Game Boy. Check that out. A button, B button, and the crosshairs. You can play Asteroids, Pac-Man, you name it. Ty, check this guy out.
You better eat your carrots if you're gonna play this game.
Hey, do we have a camera that can zoom in enough for this?
That's our big zoom in camera. I'm not even sure it has
has enough juice.
Here's my thoughts on the item. I think they got the original size right. No!
He greened you. He accidentally greened you.
I just accidentally.
I've been greened.
I meant the original size was.
That's two.
We all know if this was in your wife's purse, you're never seeing this again.
I agree. The stress of thinking about that going in my wife's purse, yeah. It's just over.
Oh no, it won't even hit a green. It doesn't have enough weight.
See if it'll hit the red.
It's like a thumbstick.
Yeah, it did, it hit the red.
You're a big gamer, look at that thing.
Okay, here's my deal. Some things just aren't meant to be this small. Yeah. You know, for that reason, I'm out.
Should I wrap this up?
I think you should.
We're actually gonna need to leave the desk.
It'll be worth it. It will be worth it.
Always
pretend you're a goat.
Hey, watch the goat poop.
I'm gonna bring my red button.
Guys, for my item, I'm gonna need a little help from the back. Light!
Whoa.
What you see before you are the first ever
mini
glow-in-the-dark splatterball ammo.
Sick.
What the world may not know, we have our very own Dude Perfect splatterball blaster, brand new, full auto, 10 splatterballs a second.
Sorry, I was making weird noises. Disregard.
Going for the bullseye. Go! That's not all, guys. I brought many, many blasters for you guys. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie. I was going red until you gave me my own. Hey.
Incredible play on words there, Core.
Wow. I'm going green just for the double word of the day usage.
Thank you.
Well done.
I thought you'd like that. If you want to get your very own Dude Perfect Splatterball Blaster, you can find it in retailers or at splatterball.com.
I already voted. Garrity voted.
The splatterball was really cool. The fact you have a lights guy is what put it over the top for me.
Green.
Thank you. Well done, Core. Back to the desk. It is time for one of my all-time favorite segments, I Spy Ty. If you remember last time, I went in Bass Pro Shops, hid. I thought we'd run it back. And by the way, loser gets an extra name in the hat. So you might want to try your best to find me.
Are you up in the ante this year or what?
Yes. Let's head to Bass Pro. Here we are at Bass Pro Shops, time for one of our favorite segments, I Spy Ty. You guys know the drill, last one to find me gets an extra name in the hat. I'm gonna need about 30 minutes.
Can I hide too?
I don't care what you do, then come find me. See you, boys.
All right, let's go, boys.
All right, game on.
Obviously, it would be intense if Ty was hiding in there.
It's gotta be in the fish section.
I actually found Ty first in the first Bass Pro video, and I have a good feeling I'm gonna find him first again.
Hey, Ty.
Not Ty. You know, just make sure he's not in the pillows.
He's such a camper, he would go camping.
Really, you just watch Cody and you try to see if he's seeing something and then you just kind of don't go over to that section. It's a waste of time.
All right, I've gone completely around the store, full lap. It's making me feel like Ty's in the middle of the store. Bullseye, center of the store.
Last I Spy Ty kept it pretty basic. This time, we're going a little different route, going full incognito.
How's it going? Alan McCullough.
My pretend wife, Terry. We're gonna see if we can fool the guys.
What's so funny is like, he's probably watching me right now. That's what I don't like. It's just like, if I know Ty, he's not just gonna be standing there. He's gonna be like in a bear costume.
I don't know where he's at. He's hiding pretty good. I mean, his store is massive.
I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to lose confidence and I don't wanna admit that, but that's kinda where I'm at.
He's the kind of guy that would just hide in a safe for a day.
Gosh, it's not even Ty? There's decoys everywhere? That's insane.
There's one of them.
Are you one of those Dude Perfect guys?
Guilty.
Could I get a picture of you, please?
Yeah, you bet. Hurry quick, I'm in a competition.
Oh, shoot, okay.
No, you don't, just me. You gotta be in it. How does...
Well, I'm gonna take one of you.
You could've just stolen it from the internet.
Could I get my husband
yeah, you bet.
A photo with you?
You bet, love the pony.
Oh, is it cute? Oh, that's great.
If you see a guy a little bit festively plump with a beard, let me know.
Santa?
No, it's a younger version.
Oh, God.
Yeah, younger Santa. Yep.
There's no way.
Let me see the headset.
What?
I just stole Chad's headset. You tell me where he is right now.
I give it back.
Derek, tell me.
Oh, hey, Corey.
Hey, buddy.
There
he
is.
0 for 2, clearly.
Oh, somebody's got to find this guy.
Are you on the Dude Perfect?
I am. Yes, absolutely. Do you want in it or no? Just me? Okay. Corey, get in here.
Is she? Hi. Do you have any information on where Tyler the Beard guy is?
She has no idea.
That's fine. Of course.
Oh, sure.
You have a great beard. Have you seen another guy with a great beard? He's kind of smelly.
Oh, that is our beard. This is Ty. You're moving.
No way.
You're moving.
No.
You are moving. Dirty dog.
No way, no way, no way, no way, no way.
I would like to be on record. I never would have known that. Gear said it out loud in my presence.
I didn't know this was moving hide and seek. What a rig job this is.
Is that lady a professional actress? By far the best makeup costume we've ever had.
I agree.
I actually can't wait to find out where he's at because I feel like I've done a really good job looking for him.
Are you telling me Cody's already taken a picture with him? No way.
She can't help but keep looking up. Gear still didn't find him.
Sir, which one of these would you use?
Ooh, I'd go green all day, darker.
Thank you.
In the winter.
He just did it again.
No way, no way, no way.
Hey, it's over, brother.
Why?
We found him, baby.
Y'all both found him?
He's in an unbelievable spot.
Yeah.
Oh.
You were right by him, by the way. I would go back that way.
There's no way he doesn't know. We've got a picture with him. I just asked him which lure is better. A random guy walking through the store, and he has to know. There's no way. There's no way he doesn't know.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
I know. You found him, but you didn't say it.
Well, you essentially bumped into him.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do other than just go pinch his hiney at this point.
I want to find him on my own.
Okay.
Even if it takes till noon, I'm going to go find him.
Hey, you're really close.
No way. No way. No. That is unbelievable. How did y'all find
you? Search this one?
Dude. That is unbelievable.
How did you get makeup on by 9 o'clock?
I took a photo with you.
I asked you which lure, and you're like, oh, definitely this one.
Gary, Cody, I think we know what to do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Standing up.
Alan McCullough, signing off for now, back to the desk.
I just didn't even see it coming.
You basically were wearing an invisibility cloak, to be completely honest.
I was never more just like, he's in there!
Harry Potter reference, baby! All right, time to head to top 10. We're counting down the top 10 greatest, most used GIFs/GIFs of all time.
Ooh.
Here we go! What's up, guys? Ty, the top 10 guy here with another episode of Top 10. Today, we're talking about top 10 GIFs.
No, GIF.
I don't know what it is, but we're talking about them. I don't consider myself an expert at GIFies. However, I do consider myself an expert texter. And so that is why I have chosen myself to be the host of today's Top 10 episode. And let's go ahead and start it off. Give me the ladder. Going with LL Cool J.
No, that's 50 Cent.
50. Oh, I'm kidding. That's not the one we're going with. We're actually going right there.
Oh. Number 10. Are you not entertained?
There it is.
Is that after you do something cool?
It's like a pat yourself on the back in a cool way type thing.
By the way, the tech that you guys are rocking this episode,
very special.
Yeah, really good stuff.
I mean, it went wirelessly to the TV.
To there. This is above my pay grade, I'll be honest. I've had some help with this setup. Number 9. We're going right here. There it is.
I've never even seen that.
Yeah, you have.
Whoa! He's back, baby! It's not over yet!
That's gonna be Kobe when he tries to take the chair back from me.
Number 8! I'll be honest, I don't know what this is from. This is just special, right here. I mean, the swag, I don't even know the exact situation you use it in, but I just love this guy's expression right here.
I had a salad.
I'm definitely gonna. It's when I text the group that I'm on a new diet.
Yeah. Comment below what that's from if you know. Number 7, this is like a borderline peak moment. There is no other place you're turning than right here.
Yeah.
This is your go-to.
I actually have issue with that at 7 because I think it should be higher.
You're like a sub guy. You don't really get a lot of say in this one right now.
Sure.
See, you're worried about this one being too early. I'm worried about this next one being too early. I think this has potential to be one of the most useful GIFs. I'm also realizing I'm gonna need my step stool.
Are you going Homer into the bushes?
100%.
Oh, okay.
No, he has to touch Homer. That's
it's okay that we know. It's okay that we know.
He has.
I faked out my tech team. Yeah. You guys were on to me. You make a bold claim and it doesn't happen, and then you're just like, oh, I just need to quietly exit. Yeah,
this is the number one gift of my life right here. That's a good one. That should be in the top five, though. I'm disappointed.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, Ty.
No one
I've
cares.
Never questioned your top 10.
You've never had an opportunity to question my top 10, Sparky, but glad to have you.
Touche.
We should probably hit some honorable mentions right now. We're going with the waggle. There it is.
That is when my wife says, we're having pizza for dinner, and I'm just like, let's go, baby.
Another honorable mention, let's stick in the realm of NBA theme. Let's go Vince right here.
Oh, it's over.
It's you just let him know. Hey, you don't want to text it, you just want to let him know.
This is how seventh graders break up with their girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yes. Yes. Number five, these are what I like to call everyday gifts.
Oh.
These could pop up in a text message any day, every day.
You're like, yeah, that was good.
That makes sense.
Good
use. So, top five.
Do you need the step stool?
No, don't need the step stool for this one because I can actually jump up there and reach it.
Yeah, so good.
There it is. Oh, yes. That's, whoa, big news. Gare's having pizza night. Yeah. Pizza night in Gare's and we're invited.
Pizza night.
Yeah. There we go, coming off number five.
Garrison's.
He says, hey, pizza night. And we're like, we never get invited to Gare's.
Then Gare goes, ooh, wrong friend group.
Wrong thread.
Oh, yes.
No. Then.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Gare, what do you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't even
you
have dinner
it
prep.
To us.
You really don't have to communicate with words anymore now that I'm
Not
thinking about it. You
Why?
Don't have to.
Why would you?
These are more expressive.
Agreed.
You could have a more complete conversation understanding emotions and intentions only using gifts. Yes.
These Gen Zers, they're on to something.
Number three, let me paint you a picture. You're at home, okay? You're in charge of all three boys. Your wife says, hey, it's 9 o'clock. Everybody good, everybody fed, and they have their pull-ups on, and you send... Nope! You know, we tried! We got poops, we forgot to put a pull-up on one, so the bed sheets are all peed through!
We're still currently watching Paw Patrol
at 9:30. We still have TV shows
on! We did screen time for 9.5 hours today.
Not that I've ever needed it,
but
that would be an appropriate use of Elmo on Fire.
It's a glorified SOS call.
It is. It's, I could use a little help here! Alright, moving right along. Yeah. Hey, I actually feel like I'm doing pretty well in this top 10.
You are actually. This is your best one I've ever seen.
Number two, let me paint another picture because that's how gifts work best, okay? Cody has just spent $6,500 on Rangers memorabilia.
That's a true
Allison
story.
Allison checks the credit card statement and she sends this.
Such a good one, dude.
Yeah.
Such a good one.
Yeah.
How much did we spend on Rangers?
65.
Raise your hand if you have sent that in response to a Cody situation in the thread.
I have. Oh, I have sent that gift
many times. I can't partake.
I gotta say, I mean, this is an outstanding performance
on
Ty's part.
It is his best yet.
We don't want to blow it. One more to go.
If he puts himself at number one.
Number one.
If you don't use the Michael Scott, no! No, please, no! No!
This is gonna be a disaster.
I know.
No way.
He doesn't need the ladder. No, it's the cat.
No way. I knew it.
Oh,
I knew it.
Hey, you know what?
Shout out to me and Tim Biss. We're just hitting them with one of these.
I'm done.
There it is. We're celebrating.
Guys,
top 10.
What
He's the guy. He's the guy. When the Stars win the Stanley Cup, that is going to be the gift that goes around the world. Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining top 10. We'll see you next time.
Only Ty could take his best top 10 and with one spot left ruin it.
Two claps for T. Woo! It's like a Ric Flair type thing there.
Everyone put a GIF up in front of you of what you thought of his performance.
Okay, I got mine.
You got it?
Yeah, it's
here's mine.
Oh, that's. Right now we gotta go to Wheel Unfortunate! Welcome to Wheel.
Wow, that's a big hat.
It is a big hat.
That's a big one.
And it's gonna go right there, except it's not because we're gonna flip it and reverse it. Here's the hat, here's the names, sprinkling them in. You might think, wow, it looks like a lot of names. Well, that's because Kobe is still in the hat, just because you're not at the desk. doesn't mean you're exempt from wheel. And then an extra Cody because of his loss and just abysmal performance in Ice by Ty.
I actually think it should be two names for you took a picture with him.
Okay.
That's insane.
Is it normal that my beats per minute? My
Everybody
per
check minute. Your heart That's rate. True. Kevin Sparky Sparkman, reach your hand in there, my man, and eliminate one.
Oh.
What's the eliminate?
One of Cody's is
We're
eliminated.
Back to even? That's not satisfying.
That should have been
the guy.
And I'm sick of it.
You just made my heart rate spike by 12 beats a minute. Okay, hey, I have one in my hand. This person is spinning the wheel. This person is.
Beginner's bad luck. I know it.
Oh!
Oh,
you broke the fake mic.
That's just messed up. Is it this way? I always forget.
The wheel
oh, no,
way.
I don't forget because I'm more than Corey now.
Oh, hey, yeah, hey, watch out for the goats. They're over there. Deadports are here not having a great day because they lost my shirt at the dry cleaners. And so now I just got to walk around with a coat. People look at me like I'm a weirdo. But they did give me control of the fog machine, which is pretty cool. I got a little bit more creative control of the show. I can kind of fog it up whenever I want. Hey, Garrett, come on up here, man.
Where's your shirt, man?
They lost it at the dry cleaners.
It's actually,
What is this?
Oh, so are you. Do I open it?
We okay, man?
Oh, no, I just got some really bad news.
What news?
It's just really bad news. It just says it's bad. I don't know. That's the only thing it says. It's just really bad news.
Did you know the guy that gave you that?
No, I've never seen him before in my life. I might need this.
Yeah. Say
what?
Oh, whoa, wait, okay. Somebody. Now you don't have a shirt on.
And now I got to go fight crime with no shirt. I think I'd be better off if I just take it all off and I'd be
No.
Man, that real thanks, everyone. I appreciate the support.
Wasn't as good. I would have said, spin! Maybe it's like one of those murder mystery shows, and they'll look back and they'll say, well, he got a letter that said really bad news. Why didn't he do anything with it? And I'll say, well, I did do something. I'm going to go fight the crime by myself. Are you done spinning the wheel yet?
Oh, there! Calendar photo shoot! Come on in here. Let me tell you about it.
Here's the deal, Gary.
Put the club down.
Yeah, we'll the club.
Okay.
How many months in a year?
12.
But we're all looking for a baker's dozen. We want a bonus photo at the end. So we need 13 photos, and you got to make the calendar, and then you got to go on the street corner and sell it until you sell $100 worth. You can charge $5 for them to sell more. You can charge 20 and only sell 5. I was thinking month of February. Boom! Boom! February! Hey, have fun, Gary! Hey, get out of here. Go take some pics. Stay with me. That's unfortunate! I gotta go find that guy with bad news.
Get this photo shoot over with. One down, 12 to go.
All right, that's a wrap. Let's get them off the print and hit the street corner. Try to sell $100 worth.
Here goes nothing. Probably won't sell one of these things. It'll be a long day. Do look good, by the way. Oh, that's a good one. Turtle's a little much. It's embarrassing. Oh, could be our first customer. Maybe not. Nope. Hey, Sparks, you open for a calendar?
These are incredible.
Yeah, that's
the first time I've seen them. I don't have any change on me.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be
no deal. Good luck, brother.
Nope, he ain't stopping. Oh, he is stopping. Yo, what up, dude? You want a calendar?
Of course.
First of all, thanks for stopping by. You're my first customer. I made a calendar myself, all 12 months of me. You tell me how much you want to pay. I just got to get $100 worth. It could be 50 cents. It could be a dollar.
Okay. My brother and his friend, we'll pay 20 a piece, you know?
Dude.
We'll get you going.
Bro, let's go.
Yeah. You know, and just because, I'll go ahead and buy two of them.
I'm signing every page. Give these out as Christmas gifts. Take four of them.
Okay. So there's 40. What's up, man?
You name the price. 50 cent. I don't care.
Man, I got 20.
What do you want? Two? Three?
I'll take one.
What about you, man? You want one?
Man, I'm actually more of a tie guy.
Well, that's fine. I know. Hey, look, I don't have to be your favorite. I just need, do you want to buy a calendar?
Maybe a buy one, get one free since he got one?
Yeah, I mean, he did pay 20 bucks, so that's fine. That's fine, man. That's fine. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, hey. 60 bucks, baby. Let's go. 40 more. What's up, guys? Let me explain what I'm doing. I made a calendar of myself. It's a wheel unfortunate punishment. It turned out to be pretty good, in my opinion.
Oh, nice.
So I have to get to $100 in sales.
So what happens if you get to 100?
I'm done. You can have all the calendars you want.
So you need $40.
I need $40.
20, 30, oh, 5, 6, short. 7, 8, 9.
Oh, oh, he's a dollar short. That's fine. Hey, I'm not going to complain about it.
Well, what do I get for 39?
Whatever you want. I mean, signed pictures, picture, you name it. This is going better than I thought. It's awesome. Great to meet you guys. I'm $1 short. Let's see if these guys have a dollar. Come on up.
We didn't bring any money.
Oh no. It's okay though. That's fine. You guys showed up. You guys get a calendar. Felt bad. I mean, I know they didn't pay for it, but maybe this guy has a dollar. What's up, dude?
So what you doing?
Yeah, I'm selling the calendar. I'm a dollar short. I'll sell it to you for a dollar. A bag of change is kind of weird, not gonna lie. Okay, we got 25 right there. It's 30. 35, 40, 50 cents, I'm 50 cents short. 75, a quarter, 85, 90. Oh, and can I keep this penny just
sure,
to make
sure? Sure, I would have. Just a tip.
Bro. Dude, thank you. Hey, enjoy it. You can give it away, throw it away. I really don't care at this point. $100.01. My time is done here. You know what? Joke's on you, Ned. Wasn't unfortunate at all. I met some cool people today. Back to the desk.
Hey, shout out to Garrett. Well done. Impressive. I'm looking to buy one of those.
You should have stopped by. I needed it.
Well, I didn't want to stop by, but if you got any extras, I'll take them.
You know what I have to say for that?
What?
My gift.
Oh, that's nice. A good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Here's my gift for that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you next time.
Merry Christmas.